You're listening to SBS News.
As supply chains around the world battle with the impact of the pandemic, the cost of global shipping has risen dramatically this year. It's led to frustrating delays for businesses struggling to meet consumer demand, but also to an estimated $150 billion of profits for shipping companies in 2021. It's early in the morning at a warehouse in Leeds in the north of England, just before Christmas. At long last, a container has arrived from China.
Perfect!
Yay! Boxer Gifts is a family-run business which develops and designs games and seasonal presents, and Christmas is their busiest time of year. Thomas O'Brien, the managing director of Boxer Gifts, says their clients need the shipment today, otherwise the order is cancelled. 90% of their stock is manufactured in China, which helps keep consumer prices down. And container deliveries used to be incredibly reliable. But this year, he says, has been different.
95% of them have been delayed by at least a week.
Wow.
And then the huge price increases that we've had to face as well. You know, that's extra.
Mr. O'Brien says demand is high, but several containers full of Christmas gifts won't get to this warehouse until January.
In terms of the container that we've arrived today, this one's been, it was delayed 3 weeks getting out of China. It was delayed another month on the sea. So you can see there that we've lost, for a seasonal business, it's a 2 month delay. You know, this is stock that people can't buy until the last minute. It really hurts for a small business like us.
Mr. O'Brien's container was shipped from the Ningbo Free Trade Zone near Shanghai. The trouble is, there aren't enough empty containers in China to meet the demand for sending goods around the world. The empties are in the wrong places. COVID shutdowns and delays have put global supply chains out of kilter.
At one of the waypoints of the world, queues of ships stretch as far as the eye can see. And this is the problem. The bow of a 220,000-ton container ship stuck at the side of the waterway.
We found out earlier this year that it's a sensitive system. $13 billion a day was the value of goods held up due to the block caused by the Ever Given, the ship that blocked the Suez Canal for 6 days in March, causing massive backlogs. But it's COVID that's done the real damage. Michelle Visser-Bockman is the markets editor of the shipping journal Lloyd's List.
Empty containers that need to be repositioned back to Asia don't get loaded, and container lines are run like train lines. They have schedules and they're meant to call at fixed times for fixed durations, and that's just not happening because they can't.
She says the cost of sending shipping containers by sea has risen dramatically.
It is absolutely gone crazy this year. So if you're looking at short-term freight rates from Asia to Europe, you're looking at a 366% increase.
And longer-term rates locked in 12 months in advance have gone up even more. The shipping lines that carry containers are on course to make vast record profits this year, an estimated $150 billion across the industry. Ports are working longer hours to keep trade moving. More ships are on order. But it will take time for things to settle down. Tim Morris, the chief executive of the UK Major Ports Group, spoke to a recent parliamentary committee in London.
We have moved to almost constant 24/7 working in the big locations. We've added more capacity, we've hired more people. There's obviously a lot of disruption worldwide. And what that means is that regularity and visibility and predictability of the vessel arrivals has basically gone out of the window, right? Not just the port, but all the landside infrastructure as well, having to flex, you know, very significantly in order to keep things going.
The huge disruption caused by COVID-19 has exposed vulnerabilities in global supply chains. In some ways, they've held up remarkably well, given the scale of the pandemic. But it's been a reminder for all of us of how dependent we become on getting shipping containers delivered around the world on schedule. One option is to increase local production. They're starting to do a bit of that at Boxer Gifts in Leeds, but don't expect globalisation to retreat anytime soon. This is still a hyper-connected world, and now Omicron is creating more challenges for the supply chains we take for granted. Alan Lee, SBS News.